Now just lie back comfortably with your eyes closed and start to empty your mind. Remember that for the next few minutes, nothing else matters but you relaxing completely and listening to my voice. Nothing else is going to disturb you or bother you at all, so you have nothing to worry about. You can just lie back and allow yourself to relax completely. Everything is very calm and still and relaxed and very safe and secure. I'd like you to become aware the tension of any kind at this moment in time serves no purpose whatsoever. So just let the tensions float away and allow yourself to drift down into a pleasant state of relaxation and rest. Think of my voice as a gentle breeze blowing away all the mental tensions. So feel the tensions start to leave your body now. All the tensions of the last few days and the last few hours, all the troubles and the problems, just let them all drift away. Feel all the tightness and the tension draining down through your body, and feel it being replaced by a wave of calm, gentle, soothing relaxation. You're going to allow your whole body to relax completely now, by focusing on one part at a time, starting with your feet and your toes. So just concentrate now on the muscles in your feet and feel any tension there in those muscles. Hold that tension and now just let it go, allowing those muscles to soften and loosen as you relax those muscles completely. And now concentrate on the muscles in your ankles, your calves and your knees, becoming aware of any tension in those muscles. Feel that tension there. Hold the tension. And now just let it all go, allowing those muscles to soften, loosen and relax. And now become aware of your thigh muscles. Feel the tightness and the tension in those muscles and then just let it go. Feel those muscles softening, loosening as all the tension drains away. Your legs now feeling very relaxed and comfortably heavy. And now become aware of the muscles in your stomach and your back. Feel the tension in those muscles. And as you release that tension and those muscles relax, soften and loosen, feel your mind relaxing too into peace and tranquility. And now become aware of the muscles in your chest and relax those muscles. Concentrate on your breathing now, breathing gently and freely. Each time you breathe out, imagine that you're drifting down more and more deeply. So continue breathing now, gently and deeply, relaxing more and more with each breath that you take. With each breath in, you bring in peace and harmony, and with each breath out, you release tension and drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now concentrate on the muscles in your hands, your arms and your shoulders. And relax all those muscles, releasing the tension and feeling that comfortable heaviness continuing now. Though it seems as though it's just too much effort to try and move your arms. They feel so relaxed and heavy now. And now the muscles all the way up the back of your neck, especially those muscles that are often so tight and so tense. Feel the tension there. And now let it go. Feel the tension draining away completely as the muscles are softening, relaxing, and unwinding. And now become aware of your facial muscles. Feel the muscles around your eyes relaxing, your jaw relaxing, your teeth slightly apart, the furrows of your forehead becoming smooth now as all the tension just drains away and your whole body becomes completely and comfortably relaxed and calm. And as you're relaxing now, I'd like you to spend a little time forming a mental picture in your mind. I'd like you to see yourself walking through a beautiful garden with lush green manicured lawns and colourful exotic plants. You're following a pretty winding path which slopes gently down towards a wonderful palm-lined beach. It's a perfect summer's day. The air is really pure and fresh. Perhaps you can feel a gentle breeze against your cheeks, and maybe you can smell the lovely fragrance of the beautiful, colourful flowers. Take a deep breath in and inhale the soft, warm, perfumed air. And as you continue on your way, you can hear the birds singing in the trees. Picture yourself now taking your shoes off and walking in your bare feet. The grass feels thick and luxurious under your feet. And now the path takes you through an archway covered in fragrant jasmine to a set of 10 steps. Which lead down towards the most beautiful beach you've ever seen. And I'm now going to count from 10 down to 1. And as I'm doing so, you are walking slowly down the stairs, becoming twice as deeply relaxed with each number that I count. So ready. 10. Stepping onto the first step and beginning to relax. 9, 8, 7. Feeling more and more relaxed. 6, 5, 4. More and more deeply relaxed. 3, 2, and 1. Now see yourself stepping off the bottom of the stairs and become aware of the deep, pleasant feelings of relaxation. Enjoy these feelings and be aware that as a result of relaxing, you will really benefit from this session. And now you're relaxing so well, that inner part of your mind, your subconscious, has become very sensitive and receptive to what I say, so that everything I say to you that is of benefit to you is sinking deeply into your unconscious mind and making a deep and lasting impression there. Everything that I say you're feeling and everything that I say you will feel when this session is over, you are feeling exactly as I say them to you. And so, you're now seeing yourself standing on the beach, looking out at miles of golden sand, the perfect blue sky, and the lush green palm trees sweeping down to the water's edge. You watch the waves of the calm sea rolling in gently towards the beach in a never-ending sequence, and you can hear the waves breaking and lapping gently and rhythmically onto the beach. Now, picture yourself walking along the beach of this secluded little bay and seeing the cloudless blue sky above you. You can really feel the soft, crunchy sand under your feet and the comfortable warmth of the sun on your shoulders. Maybe you can even hear the seagulls calling up above you. And as you breathe in the fresh sea air, you can taste the salty tang on your lips. You feel a growing sense of peace and calm as you walk along the sand, your feet sinking into the soft sand with every step you take, and you relax deeper and deeper with each step. This is your own special place, where you're safely on your own, with no one to disturb you, so you can feel completely relaxed and calm here. And as you're relaxing deeper and deeper now, all other sounds fade away into the distance. You'll pay attention only to the sound of my voice, listening carefully to the positive suggestions that I'm about to give you. In the past, you haven't been paying attention to your appetite, because your eating has been driven by emotions rather than hunger. You've been eating when you haven't been physically hungry, and you've been eating out of habit when your body had no need for food. But now you're going to develop a new eating pattern so that you're only going to eat when you are actually hungry, and you will stop eating as soon as your body's natural reflexes tell you that you've eaten just the right amount to be likely satisfied. You can begin to imagine now that you've already slimmed down to your slim target weight. And what feels so good is that your body and your muscles are firm. Your body is really in fantastic shape, and it feels so good to touch. You really love the way you feel, and you're really proud of the way you look. You look down at yourself, and you see your stomach flat, your hips and your thighs slim and firm. You bend down and touch your legs, and they feel really good too. Your whole body looks slim and trim, and you have a really strong sense of achievement and self-confidence. Look even closer at yourself and focus now on the parts of your body that make you feel most proud. Take a good look at what clothes you're wearing. Notice the type of material and the colour of your outfit. See how it looks so flattering against your tanned, slim, healthy body. Look at your hair. See how shiny it is. And your beautiful face. See how happy you are. Your eyes are really sparkling. Now, see yourself walking along the sand. You're walking proudly, head held high, shoulders back, feeling so full of confidence. And see how you move now. Your body feels free and moves easily and gracefully. You're full of energy and vitality. Notice the big smile on your face and hear the enthusiasm in your voice as you speak. You feel achievement. You feel so positive, confident, and successful. And you can really experience those positive feelings right now. The strength and the confidence, the happiness and the sense of achievement. Now look at the scene again, making the picture brighter and closer. Your subconscious will now fix on this beautiful new positive self-image, so that your whole mind acts like a guidance system, making sure that everything you do now is in the interests of helping you move closer and closer towards this vivid goal. Your subconscious mind now knows that you feel happier, more confident, and more attractive when you are slim. And because your subconscious mind wants you to be happy, you're finding it easy to move closer to your new self-image each day, becoming happier and happier as you allow yourself to slim down to your target weight. And you know now that when you reach your goal, you will allow yourself to stay permanently slim and healthy. Look again now at your special beach. You're walking towards an area where there's a table laid with food. And now you're sitting down to eat. You relax and you touch your stomach first now each time before you eat. You're making friends with your appetite now. See it as a personal scale that tells you whether you're genuinely hungry or not. It goes from 1, that's really hungry, up to 10, which is absolutely stuffed full. When it's on 1 or 2, then you're ready to eat. And when you reach 5, then you're just nicely satisfied. And you see yourself stopping eating at 5, when you're just lightly satisfied and comfortable, before you feel really stuffed full. You have no need or desire to keep on eating until you reach 10, because by that time you'll have eaten too much. And this makes you feel proud, because you are completely in control. Just visualize yourself now in a bright close-up picture, looking slim and attractive, and using that personal scale, finishing eating at 5, when you still feel comfortable and satisfied and in control. You're making a friend of your appetite and tuning into your body's needs, eating just the right amount for you to feel lightly satisfied. You're finding that a much smaller amount of food is sufficient for you now whenever you eat. Yes, a smaller amount of food is enough for you, and as a result, you're finding that at the end of every meal, no matter how little you've eaten, you are feeling comfortably full and satisfied. And because you're feeling comfortably full and satisfied at the end of every meal, you're also finding that you have no need and no desire to eat between your meals. Yes, because you're feeling comfortably satisfied at the end of each meal, you have no need, no reason, and no desire to eat between your meals. You're also finding that before reaching to eat any foods that you know are fattening or unhealthy, foods that will prevent you from moving closer to your target weight, you will stop right there and ask yourself first, is my desire to eat this particular fattening food stronger than my desire to slim down to my target weight? And because your desire to slim down to your target weight is now far, far stronger than the desire to eat fattening, unhealthy foods, you are finding that without really thinking about it, that you no longer want to eat too many foods that will prevent you from achieving your goal of slimming down to your target weight. You are finding that you naturally want to eat foods that are healthy and nutritious, foods that are good for your body and that will make it so much easier for you to reach your target weight. So, whenever you eat now, you gently touch your stomach before you start and ask yourself, on that scale of 1 to 10, how much do I really want to eat? If I'm at 3, 4 or 5, then I'm not hungry and I don't need to eat anything just yet. But if I'm at 1 or 2, then okay, I'm ready to eat and I deserve to and I'll really enjoy every mouthful. But as soon as I reach 5 on that scale, then I'm just nicely satisfied and I'm definitely ready to stop eating. In fact, I'd really feel uncomfortable to eat any more than that. You can really experience this wonderful, confident, positive feeling of control and freedom around food now. You feel completely relaxed about food and eating now, because you are no longer a slave to obsessing about it. Your life no longer revolves around food. You no longer live to eat. From now on, you just eat to live. And remember that one of the signs that your body is dehydrated is that you feel hungry, even though your body has no actual need for food. So from now on, your first reaction to hunger pangs is to reach for a wonderful, cool, refreshing drink of water before reaching for anything to eat. After drinking this lovely, refreshing water, then you wait for a few minutes before checking in with your stomach once again to see if you are in fact physically hungry. If you are hungry, you eat, and if you're not hungry, you don't eat. Water is becoming the only drink that really satisfies your thirst now, and so you are finding that you drink plenty of fresh, clear, natural water every day to keep your body healthy and hydrated. Drinking water increases your metabolism and also fills you with energy and vitality. You really concentrate now on the taste of your food whenever you eat. You chew your food slowly and thoroughly, really allowing your taste buds a chance to savour and enjoy every single mouthful. And because you're eating your food much more slowly now, you are finding that you eat less, but you actually enjoy your food more. And because you're eating smaller portions of healthy, nutritious food now, and drinking lots of clear, refreshing, natural water, you are finding that you are beginning to feel much more energetic than you've maybe felt in a long time. And you really do have the desire and motivation to do some exercise each and every day. You're aware that exercise is good for you. You know it strengthens and tones the muscles. It keeps your heart healthy. And it also increases your metabolism, which means that you burn the fat so much more efficiently. And this in turn makes it so much easier for you to reach your goal of slimming down to your target weight. Exercise gets rid of stress and tension and lifts your mood, which in turn gives you a much more positive outlook on life in general. And so, each and every day, you feel the need to do some exercise. You may decide to go for a walk, or do something else you used to enjoy doing. And it really doesn't matter what you decide to do. The important thing is that you're now feeling much more motivated to do it. You begin to exercise regularly because you want to do it and because you enjoy doing it. And every day you're finding yourself more and more motivated to do some exercise in order to achieve for yourself that picture of yourself that you now have in your mind's eye, the image of you as you want to be, as you can be, and as you will be. You go to bed every night now, feeling more and more confident in your ability to achieve your goal of slimming down to your target weight. And you wake up each and every morning feeling relaxed and refreshed and looking forward to your day ahead with enthusiasm and confidence. Your subconscious mind is now locked onto your goal. You feel confident that you are in complete control of your eating habits now. Your subconscious mind is going to think of other ways to be busy, other ways to treat yourself, other ways to fulfill yourself, other ways to relax, other than turning to food now. There are so many things you can do other than eating that will make you feel good and fulfilled. You no longer need to use food to make you feel good when you're bored or stressed, or when you're not actually hungry. You only eat now to satisfy real hunger. And now, just see yourself walking along your special beach again. And you're heading back up the steps into the garden, feeling more and more tranquil and calm, at peace with yourself and at peace with the world. And as you walk through the garden, each step you take is helping you to feel even more calm and relaxed. You will remember this special place and this feeling of relaxation. And if you feel you need to return here at any time, you'll be able to do so quite easily. And just continue enjoying these feelings of calmness and relaxation for a few moments longer. For in a few moments' time, this session will be over. And when it's over, you are finding that you're keeping with you just as much as you need of these feelings of calmness and relaxation. And the whole of your body is feeling quite normal and free from any unnecessary tension. And it's just as though you've woken up from a deep, refreshing sleep. And as each day goes by, you are continuing to feel calm, relaxed, and confident. You're also finding that every day your need for extra food becomes less and less as you become more and more confident. As your confidence grows each day, your need to overeat becomes less and less. And now, just picture yourself once more. You're slim, happy, healthy, feeling so full of confidence. And see what clothes you're wearing. And don't they look fantastic on your wonderful, slim, healthy body? You can really see yourself now. Slim, happy, confident, and wearing attractive clothes. Yes, you see yourself now. Slim, happy, full of confidence, and wearing attractive clothes. And so, I'm now going to count from 1 to 5. And as I'm doing so, you are becoming more and more wide awake. And when I reach the number 5, your eyes are open and you're feeling wide awake, refreshed and revitalized, and feeling and remaining calm, relaxed and confident. So ready. 1, 2, feeling more wide awake. 3, refreshed and revitalized. 4 and 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling and remaining calm, relaxed and confident.